This past week in New Jersey, new law became active, to say the least. This has resulted in perhaps the fastest reaction of any state law ever. This is the law which expands the statute of limitations for victims of rape perpetrated by Catholic priests. The result of the on switch being flipped for this new law has been an almost daily stack of court filings. The reactions have included Catholic dioceses bemoaning how they'll have to look at bankruptcy. My first guest today has been a longtime champion for the victims of these sick crimes and is himself a victim of the crime whose attempts for resolution within the Catholic Church fell on deaf ears. However, he's been the head of New Jersey offices, a survivors network of those abused by priests, making sure this law did become active, and boy, has it ever. We say good day to Mark Crawford. Thanks for being here again with us, Mark.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning.
SnapNetwork.org/new_Jersey. And Snap Network is in other states as well. So if you go to SnapNetwork.org, if you're listening on the stream, you can find the organization that is closest to you. And after a lot of years, and you and I have been talking for a lot of years as well about this whole matter, looks like resolution and fairness, recognition, and justification for the victims. It's finally here, Mark.
It is, finally. Many, many years, almost 20 years. Since I initially approached our state Senator Joseph Vitale to ensure that, all institutions, not just the Catholic Church or the Boy Scouts, but all institutions really needed the impetus. There needed to be accountability and consequences. And former statute of limitations, not just here in New Jersey, but in almost every state, failed to give access to victims of sexual assault or violence, access to our judicial system. Now that that is occurring here in New Jersey, the discovery process begins, and now we're going to learn of many more individuals who are still working or hiding among us, unknown, that have a past history of sexually abusing children. And this is long overdue. Hopefully some of the victims can find some level of closure, and healing from being validated as these names are finally exposed and put forth.
When you look at the law, too, as far as now versus then, under the previous law, people had 2 years to file from the time they realized that they had been harmed by abuse, which we now know through psychological study. Sounds like 2 years is a lot of time to come forward, but when you're in a state of denial or not understanding or being told, well, if you do that, evil things will happen, that 2 years doesn't seem fair at all. The new law extends the statute of limitations, allowing people to file civil suits until they turn 55 years old or 7 years after they recognize damage from the abuse. And starting December 1st, lawsuits are now being able to be filed without any restrictions for the next 2 years. While that statute of limitations is suspended. Mark, would any of this have been happening if not for the Pennsylvania Attorney General's report that came out?
Well, certainly that was a huge catalyst. However, I will tell you, that was the fourth such grand jury report out of Pennsylvania. The Philadelphia grand jury report came out in 04, maybe 05, was equally damning. This 40th grand jury report we're referring to last year was only a portion of the state of Pennsylvania, six of the eight Catholic dioceses. When you look at all the grand jury reports Pennsylvania did, the actual number is not 300, but closer to 600 clergy members that abused thousands of children just in that one state. That was quickly, just preceded by the revelations on Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. So there was sort of a 1-2 punch. But remember, we have the Me Too movement. We had the Larry Nassar victims, over 200 young girls abused by this one doctor. We had the boys, the wrestlers, abused at Ohio State by the other doctor, who was the team doctor at Ohio State. All these things, I think, kind of added up. But what really drove the change, I think, was more so that finally attorney generals throughout the country have now launched statewide investigations of such institutions like our Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts to really uncover the extent of the sexual abuse of children within these organizations or within an institutional setting. That, combined with states that now are beginning to see the need to move the dial on the statute of limitations, I think it's those two elements that have driven these organizations to at least release some of the information they know. We know it's not complete by any means. They have still withheld much, unfortunately, sadly. But these actions are going to help expose what these institutions for years have hidden from everyone, from society. And these predators have posed a threat to the public safety. There is no reason why any institution should be allowed to be or remain above the law. And their past actions are just as important as what they may do in the future. We shouldn't give any institution a free ride or let them off the hook because of maybe other good works they do or the simple, we hear often, Chris, oh, we didn't understand. Back then, everybody looked the other way. No, that's not okay. Crimes against children 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago were still illegal. And we knew better. These are well-educated individuals who operate and run these institutions. And never should we have allowed self-interest to be above the individuals they portend to serve in our communities.
So, Mark, we're talking about Mark Crawford, who is heads the New Jersey offices of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, snapnetwork.org/new_Jersey. And if you're listening on stream other states, just go to snapnetwork.org and you can find the chapter that is serving the victims of rape by priests in your state. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Yeah, and you're mentioning, too, and we're thankful that the victims now have a stronger platform to stand on, and hopefully each one understands more that it's not their fault and it's not just them. But I'm still saddened by, and this is the part that we may never know unless family members come forward, and maybe they can even come forward through this law. I haven't really studied it to this degree, though. But those victims who couldn't withstand the pain and took their own lives because of what was perpetrated against them, I'm hoping that those families can find some outlet through this law as well to bring lawsuits for the victims who committed suicide.
Good, Chris. That's an excellent point. And I will tell you, the answer is yes. If an individual committed suicide, and whether it be the family or the state of that individual, if there is evidence, of course, that they were abused or that the abuse occurred, guess what? They absolutely have recourse under this new law. For those families, if cases were never finally adjudicated or brought to finality or if there wasn't a settlement, then yes, they can still pursue a civil claim against the institution, organization, or perpetrator. If a child has succumbed and taken his or her own life, tragically. And we do know that has happened, and there are and will be such cases, I imagine, in the near future.
I was saying to Mark off the air, there's a legal firm which has been really at the forefront, Jeff Anderson and Associates, along with Reggie Ficaro and his law firm. Greg's been on the show over a decade now, where I've been paying attention to this issue, and they're currently expanding. Their initial report of sexual abuse in the Archdiocese and Diocese of New Jersey was 116 pages, and really just since this law has gone into effect and more reports are coming forward, they've already expanded by another 5 pages, which, as you said, Mark, off the air, there's that first 119 pages may just wind up being equaled by a new edition.
Oh, without a doubt. I would not be surprised at all. The five dioceses in New Jersey released 188 names. The Jeff Anderson Law Firm, some months ago, released a list. And these are publicly known or publicly accused clergy members exceeded 316, and that number has since gone up, and I am pretty sure will continue to do so.
And as far as for you listening, if this law hopefully is giving you the encouragement and the confidence to step forward, there is the around-the-clock hotline that the state attorney general has set up and I believe is still active. It's 855-363-6548, 855-363-6548. That's for people to lodge allegations against the priest at any point now, as you heard with the statute of limitations now being much more beneficial for the victim as opposed to protective of the perpetrator. And that is indeed the major difference that we have seen from this law. To learn more about this issue and to find relief and the confidence to restore yourself, that's part of the work that SNAP does, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, snapnetwork.org in New Jersey. It's /new_Jersey. And we've been talking with the head of their New Jersey offices, Mark Crawford. Mark, it is indeed a major accomplishment. Still a lot more work to do. The job certainly is not done yet, but the tide has indeed turned, and the day of reckoning, bad religious pun I know, but the day of reckoning, I believe, is finally here.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations on the major role that you and your organization have played and for always being part of the communication and the encouragement that others need. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Chris.